The answers in Genesis, the group that started the Creation Museum in Kentucky, they have decided to start a new creation science journal. So they're going to be, it's going to be called Answers Research Journal, free online publication devoted to research on recent creation and the global flood within a biblical framework.
How often are they going to come out? Because that's going to be a whole show right there. We could just pick that up and just spend an hour. We need another hour to pick up, because that's going to be an entire show right there of just content material for us to fodder, even.
Exactly.
If you will.
Papers will be they're peer reviewing. So this is a peer reviewed journal by those who support the positions taken by the journal.
That's such a joke.
Peer-reviewed
by people who agree with me.
Yes, exactly.
I would love
exactly.
to have a peer review of people who already agree with me on everything.
Exactly. Yeah. So
it's be myself, but
it's. I just want to. The reason I'm bringing this up is not. It's not a bashing thing.
Yes, it is.
No, from me
it's
personally.
Exposing.
For you, it might be bashing.
The exposure and bashing are the
same. I'm trying to expose this. The name of the journal, because people who look at scientific literature who are not within the scientific community, often it's difficult to tell what is a reputable source and what is not. And within the scientific community, peer-reviewed journals means that it's reviewed by people within the field who know the topic matter, but they're not from any one particular biased viewpoint, or at least they shouldn't be. And the fact that this is peer-reviewed by people who already believe one particular thing, that it doesn't work. That's not science. That's not the process of trying to get the best, most correct answers of how the world works out there.
Kirsten.
What?
Kirsten, listen to me closely, dear. See, there's a problem, because we're going to be peer reviewed and Christian approved, Kirsten, and I really suggest that you take a look at your devilish scientific ways and change them before it's too
late.
And you're thrown into the holy fires below and burning for all eternity.
Justin,
for your
shush. No, too much. Too much.